This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. If you drive through the Unity Park area of St. Petersburg, maybe looking for parking for Tropicana Field, you've probably seen Faith House Florida, a collection of four brightly colored apartment houses and a garden on 15th Street North. What makes Faith House stand out in the Oak Canopy Line neighborhood, surrounded by single-family homes, is that it's a structured residential program for people battling substance abuse issues, recently released prison inmates, and homeless people. Tom Shea is the president of Faith House Florida's board of directors. Like many of these residential programs, he says his organization is trying to fit in and be a better neighbor.
And there's this infamous, not in my backyard. Well, we're proud members as Faith House of Methodist Town. That's the neighborhood that we're part of. We're Methodist Town's representative to the city council. We're not going away, but we need to be responsible members of the community, and that's what we're doing.
To help in that effort, Faith House reached out to the University of South Florida School of Architecture and Community Design to create a plan that better integrates their program with the rest of Methodist Town. Professor Josue Robles oversaw the class of 12 master's students.
We wanted them to see that the location is not the area or the lot that Faith House owns. It's the community in general.
So the students looked for inspiration by visiting several similar living communities in Georgia and Alabama. Tom Shea says they also made several visits to Faith House.
They have been on our campus. They have visited with the staff. They visited with the board. They visited with the residents. We have walked them throughout all of the neighborhoods. I understand even blocks away from us. And they understand what these people are going through and the type of help that they need so that they can get back to productive lives.
Robert McLeod is the director of the School of Architecture and Community Design. He says that kind of immersion in this work can really help the students.
There's almost a deeper investment on the part of the student in the project because they come to know the people that might inhabit a project such as this. So it winds up being even emotional for them, very moving experience for them.
One of the things about Faith House that stuck with fourth-year graduate student Danielle Berozinski is its community garden. While residents tend to it regularly, it's open to neighborhood volunteers Wednesdays and Sundays.
It is developing that healthy relationship that I think we want with the residents who are coming in and reestablishing themselves and picking themselves back up and how to interact and how to take pride in the work that they do in the physical labor of what gardening is, but then seeing the outcome and how your labor can be reaching out to people.
Basically, any type of service that they want to provide to the community.
Broken into six teams, the students put in hundreds of hours designing highly detailed models and renderings of buildings and outdoor areas that covered several acres. They presented them recently at Studio at 620 to Faith House officials like Tom Shea.
When you look at all the little details that they have put in here, they've hit all the trigger points. And there are little salutes to things. There are items with here's the 12 points, which reflects of the 12 points of recovery.
Also in attendance were neighborhood residents and city officials, including Mayor Rick Kreisman.
And they don't necessarily have to be outside of the community to do that.
Right.
You know, and they can stay in here.
Kreisman liked that the students' designs looked at not just the physical space, but the emotional well-being of the residents.
Last gentleman I was just talking to was talking about the materials and how the materials can have a different impact on your feeling and your emotions. So it's really fascinating looking at the thoughts that have gone into the different concepts and why certain designers have chosen to go in one direction versus the other.
Third-year student Cesar Reyes came up with the idea the mayor cited. Reyes appreciated being able to talk to the people who might turn his concepts into reality.
You know, it expands our network as far as students. I think, they're able to see so many different ideas that we can bring to the table and that can, you know, be achieved. It's just a matter of people coming together and actually being able to make things happen.
School director Robert McLeod.
It's always a good sign if the mayor comes out and looks at your work, first of all. I'm still waiting for that. And I do think it makes it very special. I think it makes the students realize the value of their work. There's nothing like civic leaders, community leaders, and then the community members coming and looking at the work, listening, and responding in a very real one-to-one way with the students.
And based on what he heard from officials from both Faith House and the city, Professor Josue Robles was optimistic that some of the students' ideas might be used if and when Faith House is redeveloped.
Some ideas have been really successful. Some ideas have been, you know, are too heroic, and that the students are really great about doing this. But I think the students have done a really good job about keeping these ideas quite tangible. And they have shown a tremendous amount of maturity. And some of these could be implemented pretty much as they were developed.
You can see some of the students' renderings, as well as get a closer look at Faith House Florida, by visiting our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.